Hi, it's Kate Buckle. I'm on my boat.
It's real.
I've just called in. I dropped my son to go and stay with his dad for the weekend in Birmingham, so I couldn't kind of come this way and not come say hi to the boat. Maybe I've gone a bit bonkers now. So, then I can hear the engine. So I was just flipping diesel engines. It's great, isn't it? So I'm not really doing anything. I've put the licences up in the window, which was the tenuous excuse for calling in to make sure the boat was still here. And I think kind of just wanted to prove to myself that the boat it's kind of like mine. It was really weird when we packed up last weekend and went home, and my mum texted me and said, it's really strange to think that we could just go back on it tomorrow if we wanted to. Because normally, like, when you've had narrowboat holidays, you kind of pack up and you feel really sad and get everything off the boat. And then think, oh, God, I wonder when it's going to be the next time I'm going to get the chance to do that. And now I can kind of think, like, God, like, minute any time we've got a spare day, we could go on the boat. That's great. So, novelty not worn off at all yet, in the slightest. Just completely obsessed with boat. And it's gorgeous. And, starting to do some more practical things. Got the engine serviced and stuff sorted. And need to try and book in to get the bottom re-blacked because, well, it probably was due a re-blacking anyway. And when they do the survey, they scrape great chunks of the blacking off in order to be able to check the state of the steel underneath. And it was in pretty good nick, so I want to get it re-blacked again as soon as possible so that it stays in good nick. Anyway, so, boats. Have I mentioned that I like narrowboats?